Blog Talk Radio.
I'm the MVP. I'm stupid with this rap shit.
Here I am. Yep. I'm the man. Here I am.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is the T-Stream Media Show. I am your host, T-Stream Media, a.k.a. DJ T-Diggity. We got a great show for you all today. A nice recap of this week. But before I actually even go into it, I got to shout out my co-host real quick. Freaky Man with his own intro. What's up,
Mr. ESPN? Mr. ESPN 33, baby, yeah.
Yes, sir, Mr. ESPN 33. He is my co-host, and we are about to kick it in with a great show for you all. This is T-Stream Media Show Sports Edition. If you did not know, definitely follow us on Twitter. I am T-Stream Media. If you need to know how to spell it, it's already on the page. And his name, my co-host, Mr. ESPN 33, that is the Twitter page. That's Mr. with no dot. That's Mr. ESPN 33. Definitely, if you want to call in, you can definitely call in. Area code 347-945-7421 to chat with me. Also, we have a chat box at the bottom of the page. I will be reiterating that to you all, that you can definitely chat and see what's going on and join us on some predictions and some other things as far as we'll be talking about today. So, let me bring this down a little bit more because it's a little bit higher in my ear. But this is what's going on this week. We have NFL scores and stats. We have the primetime game of the week. We also have MVP team offense and defense. We also have the Monday night football game of the week. And we have next week's predictions. If time permits, we also have some sports, extra sports going on like the NBA and also some division clinchings for this week. So definitely check that out. This show is brought to you by or sponsored by T-Mines Insurance Productions. You can definitely chat on my page. It's facebook.com/T-Stream Media. Definitely check it out. I will be putting anything on there. If you need your Twitter page or name put out there, I'll definitely do that too. But we're about to kick it in with a quick break, which is Swag Surfing. We're definitely about to do that for you all. To be quite honest, I do put music on here, and if you don't like it, I'm pretty sure you will, so I'm not even going to say that. So let's go with Swag Surfing, and we'll be right back after this. Peace. Yes, sir, that was Fly Swag Surfing. We actually swag surfing out here for you all on the T-Stream Media Show, man. Been a long week, and it's also a long week for the NFL, and we're definitely about to get into some scores real quick. To be quite honest, we about to go off the top of the head, top of the dome. This is what we do. We actually recap, and this is a recap for the week four of the NFL, week. So let's go ahead and check it out real quick. Thursday, Mr. ESPN, you here?
I'm here.
My main man, ESPN 33, Mr. ESPN 33. We're about to go into the recap. So for Thursday night's game, Ravens 23 and the Browns 16. The Browns gave it all they had, man. Like, they actually played a hard-fought game, and they're young. So to be quite honest, I'm pretty sure they, you know, did all they can. Now, does this give them confidence moving forward?
Okay, well, I think it does give them confidence. I think what happens is it gives the rookies a little bit more chance. You got a good defense in the Baltimore Ravens, and they play good against them. And going up next week against the New York Giants, it's going to be a tough game, but we want to see who needs that game, or actually, shall I say, who wants that game more next week.
Cool. We'll definitely be doing a prediction at the end of the day. We're definitely filling us in. We'll definitely go into that. Next game we got up, Patriots 52, Bills 28. Now, the thing about this game, the score doesn't really show you what happened in the first half. The Bills are actually leading 21-7, but the Patriots came back and just took over. What really happened?
Well, what really happened is we got the Tom Brady that we supposed to get every year for four quarters. That's what happened. Him and Wes Welker connected quite a few times. And even he got a couple passes down to Gronkowski, too. And it just kind of just ate away slowly at the Bills' defense. And this is what happened. A great second half is really what did it.
Yeah, third quarters always present a problem for a lot of teams that are not experienced enough. So the Bills, the defense, man, they are no show. They don't really have too much defense, but to be quite honest, they actually paid a lot of money for their defense. So
they did.
I'm not exactly sure what's going on. Is it like the Eagles of last year?
I think so. It's like, you come into the season with so much, so much behind you. Like I said, they went out and picked up, I think, Mario Williams from the
Texans. Mario Williams. He's a no-show.
Exactly. He's been, like, right now, nothing at all. So. Last year for Houston, he was big numbers. This year in Buffalo, I don't know what to say about him.
You know what they say, when players get their money, usually they play lower than the money that they actually had. So I'm not sure exactly what's going on, but we're about to go to the next game. Panthers 28, Falcons 30. Now, this was a shocker, man. I actually watched this game first quarter to fourth quarter. Falcons threw a bomb on the one-yard line. This was like 30-some seconds left on the game. The safety blew it twice in the game, to be quite honest. And the Falcons went on to win with a field goal, man. They actually are 4-0 right now. How did that go down?
All I got to say is Matty Ice. The arm on Matty Ice. I mean, that pass to Roddy White, I think it was about 50, 60 yards in the air. I mean, just a great pass overall. Like I said, the safety did blow coverage. But I got to give props to Cam Newton, actually, because Cam Newton, he kind of held his own. He tried to do it, but he can't do it by himself.
Right. I can definitely take that in for you. Cam Newton played a good game, man. He actually was way more confident than he was last week. And
I was surprised at that. Coming off of how he was, like, for the past, after the loss, I kind of saw his head down. He was looks a little depressed in the press conferences, so I did think he was going to have a bad week. I thought the second-year pressure might have got to him, but he kind of stepped up, so I was kind of happy to see that.
Right, he did step up. He had a big game. One of the things that you have to have on your team is definitely a veteran, and they do have a veteran in Steve Smith and a couple other players as well as the coach. So that does help Cam Newton, and I will take that from him, and hopefully next game he'll come out with a win.
We need to see more D'Angelo Williams, though.
D'Angelo Williams, I'll definitely take that. Next game, man, the Lions disappointment, 13, Vikings 20. Vikings special team did it again. To the Lions. The Lions special team is something going wrong. I'm not exactly sure if somebody's going to get fired, but they scored two TDs, one on the opening kickoff and one on the punt kickoff. What's going with the Lions?
You absolutely said it right again, because last week for the miracle and in Tennessee for the little for the little play, and then this week to give up a home run touchdown on the first kick. Like, that's just demoralizing. Like, that just take everything out of you. You know, you come out, you're kind of pumped up coming out the tunnel. You kick it off, and then you let him go to the house. Like, that's just horrible.
It's just demoralizing. It's like the first player on Waterboy. Remember that movie?
Right.
And they were horrible.
Right, exactly.
He didn't play on special teams, and he took it back to the house. Now, with that being said, Lions are 1-3. Do you see any types of Detroit playoffs coming into Detroit?
Only way I see it, like, Detroit right now is not living up to the hype of the preseason at all. But
they don't have any they don't have any safeties either. Go ahead.
They don't. Our secondary is horrible. I'm sorry. Like, our best secondary is a rookie. I said that before. I'm going to say it again. Our best player in the secondary is a rookie. And not only that, you got to look at it, too. When you come into a game and the defense all they have to do is basically they got a plan for a big play. Like, they give you anything underneath 10 yards, but they're not giving you anything down the field. That takes away from Detroit's whole offense. You know, Matt Stafford had a big arm. He got a big receiver in Calvin Johnson. If defense plays to cover that double man, you know, got the safety playing off him as well, there's nothing they can do. We have no running game.
We'll definitely take that. All right, next game, Chargers 37, Chiefs 20. The Chargers for 6 turnovers in the win. That was a good win for the Chargers. I'll take it from them. What happened?
As you said, 6 turnovers will happen. You know, because Jamal Charles got beat up. He didn't, you know, do what everybody thought he was going to do this week. He did have one nice little run where he kind of reversed field and went for the touchdown.
Right.
But other than that, like I said, he kind of got beat up, and Kansas City just kind of got kicked around, kind of like how they, you know, pretty much were supposed to be.
Right, there you go. They were what they thought they were.
Exactly.
Right. Next game, Seahawks 13, Rams 19, a shocker. Now, the Rams are making a statement, man, but the Rams also scored. They had to do 4 field goals, and that's the story for the game. The Seahawks have no offense, or do you think they have offense and they're just not executing right now?
I think the Seahawks have offense, but like you said, the rookie quarterback, he's just not there. He's small. You know, he wants to be Drew Brees, but he's not Drew Brees. So he plays small. He tries to play big, but it's just not there. But like you said, though, it is a problem, though, to know that the Rams actually weren't able to get into the zone. They got field goal, though.
Right, I'll take that. As a matter of fact, I think the Seahawks, they lost focus. And you know how you go to against a team that you think you're going to win against? You're overconfident. So I definitely think they need to focus more on games like this, because these are must wins if they want to make it to the next step. All right. The 49ers destroyed the Jets 34-0. Embarrassing performance by the Jets. We're going to talk about them a little bit later in the extra moments or the bonus coverage. But they have no offense or defense, talking about the Jets. And San Francisco takes care of business over 200 yards on the ground. I mean, what did the Jets have to do? I'm like, this is really bad. What do they have to do?
I don't know. I think Rex Ryan at this point in time, I think he's going to gain all that weight back, because he's probably about to get depressed and go on the eating bench. I don't know if he had an answer. I really don't know if he had an answer for it right now. Like, the way that they played yesterday was horrible. I mean, Mark Sanchez is a great quarterback. I think Mark Sanchez, like, they need to – somebody has to have a sit-down with him, because I think he's feeling the pressure of having Tebow behind him and having him run the Wildcat every now and then. And they even threw a third – I don't even know this kid's name. Like, but they threw a third quarterback in there to run a Wildcat. And I'm saying, okay, what is going on? Like, you got Sanchez. He's supposed to be your starter. Yet you got Tebow. But, like, you know, I think he's feeling pressure just from having Tebow back there, hearing the crowd chat his name. You know, somebody needs to sit down with him and tell him, look, you are a guy. Like, it's okay.
Right. As a matter of fact, that's where the veteran is needed. Now, that's something that I think that's needed definitely in that town. Their confidence is shook, man. They got a lot of injuries, a lot of things that they're not, you know, for sure about. In training camp, they came into it a little bit later than expected, and they definitely need to take care of that. All right, next game.
Oh,
go ahead.
I was going to say with that, too, you know, the loss of Santonio Holmes is a big deal, too. You know, the fact that they already lost, you know, with that Cromartie, so it's like it's just all bad.
Yeah, Revis is out for the season.
Revis,
all right. Revis is out for the season, and they're definitely taking a toll on them on defense and offense. The problem is that they actually ran for over 200 yards. So the thing about the passing wasn't even the problem. It was more so the running. So they definitely need to take care of something. But we'll go to the next game. All right, Texans 38, Titans 14. Houston still undefeated. They're definitely balanced. Was that business as usual real quick?
Oh, absolutely. You know that's my team.
Oh, there you go. All right, I'll take that. Broncos 37, Raiders 6, Manning 3 TDs. Just the game. Is it just the game Denver needed?
I think Denver ran into a team. Yeah, it is right. They ran into the Oakland Raiders just when they needed to. Manning kind of caught stride with his receivers. Mm-hmm. And we can look for next week, the big week. You know, we got Manning versus Brady, so we'll see what happens.
It'll be a big game. I can't wait to see that. All right, next game. Dolphins 21, Cardinals 24. Cardinals 4-0 in overtime. They actually kicked the field goal to win that game in overtime. Are the Cardinals, are they one of those deserving teams? They work hard. I know that. But are they deserving of this 4-0?
Just because of what you just said, they do work hard. So I got to give them credit. You know, with the Hunt, got them boys playing pretty good, and they deserved to win. They wanted it. They kicked the field goal to win it. They deserved it.
All right, I'll take that. Of course I will. All right, Bengals 27, Jags 10, took care of business as usual. Let's see, the Saints, Packers, man, that was a big game for the Saints, but they fall short by 1 point. Always a big scoring game when the Packers play against the Saints, but the Packers prevail. What about the Saints? What's going on?
Again, same thing as last week. You know, I mean, Drew Brees is going to do what Drew Brees does. What he throw for 2-3 touchdowns? He's going to do what he does.
Right.
The only thing about, Garrett Hardy had a chance to win it. He missed the field goal. I mean, bad at it. He had a chance to go ahead. But that man, Aaron Rodgers.
There you go. Aaron Rodgers. Both quarterbacks did a damaging job. Rodgers went for 4 TDs, 319 yards. Brees went for 446 with 3 TDs. So they definitely need some defense going on. But they'll hopefully pick it up and at least make it where they can put some pressure on that division. All right. Redskins win 24-22 against the Buccaneers. Washington wins on the field goal. RG3, no TDs. Is he the whole offense?
I don't think he's the whole offense. I think definitely he is absolutely a big part of the offense. And if he's not getting it going, nobody else is going to be able to do anything. But at the same time, he's also his receiving is kind of bad, too. You know, he doesn't have – what is it? Fred Davis is hurting a little bit, too. So, you know,
Fred
his big target, big, one of his mm-hmm. biggest targets
is
Garcon, you know, able to get it to him.
Yeah, Garcon is hurt, too. That's a big
weapon.
Yeah,
Pierre Garcon, right. He's also hurt as well.
Mm-hmm. So I'm pretty sure they actually, like, if they had full strength, I'm pretty sure they would have actually won one more game being 3-1. But they're 2-2, and I'm pretty sure they'll take that with the rookie quarterback coming in today. So Giants,
they'll make some noise.
Oh, of course. Giants 17, Eagles 19. Vic, another last minute run. Giants missed a field goal. We definitely will talk about that. But real quick, was this one of those, you know, leave it on the field type games?
Yeah, it could have went anyway. This game could have went anyway. And Mike Vick just came out on top again, but it could have went either way.
Always Vick to the rescue for the Eagles. All right, primetime game of the week. We definitely will talk about it after break, but to do it real quick, Bears 34, Cowboys 18. Bears caused 5 interceptions, and we definitely will talk about that next. So to be quite honest, primetime game of the week is next. Also, we got predictions for next week and more on the T-Stream Media Show. Right now, what we're going to do is we're going to go into a music break real quick just to give y'all a little bit of a break of listening. And now this is Jewel Santana. There you go. We'll be right back. Blow the whistle.
There you go, baby. Don't stop now. There you go, baby. Don't stop now. There you go. Damn, Tony look good, and I'm thinking about getting at her. Okay, time to whistle at her. Hey, girl, you made my whistle blow. There you go, bring it here, baby. There you go, bring it here, baby. Top down, and I'm at it again. It's hot now, and I'm mad at the wind. You heard me. Who wanted with me? Nobody wanted with me. Oh, I'm so fly. Oh, mommy, come and hear me. Sit it down, back up. Bring it on, back up. Move it till you feel something hard in your back. Huh? There you go. Come get it, I ain't kidding, I'm with it. Here you go. So, girl, let me see you get low. Here you go, yeah, just like that. Move the thing like a boomerang and come right back. Here you go, I don't need to ask, I proceed to grab a chick's love, my cheat up swagger. Here you go. Here you go, damn, shorty look good, and I'm thinking about getting at her. Okay, time to whistle at her. Hey, girl, you made my whistle blow. There you go, bring it here, baby. Come on. There you go, bring it here, baby. Come on. Hey, girl, let me see you get low. There you go, sit it down, baby. There you go, sit it down, baby. Oh, there you go, it's Dipset. Oh, there you go. Just in it. I know not a limit, it's no sky's the limit. Till then, I'm doing my thing. So baby, keep moving your thing. And that'll keep you in the ring. Or maybe not. Hey, girl, you made me want to know. You do it like a pro, little lady. If so, bring it here, let it show.
undressed, girl. So take off them clothes and get undressed, girl.
Damn, shorty look good and I'm thinking about getting at her. Okay, time to whistle out of. Hey, girl, you made my wig so blow. Here go, bring it here, baby. Come on. Here go, bring it here, baby. Come on. Hey, girl, let me see you get low. Here go, sit it down, baby. Go ahead. Here go, sit it down, baby.
There it go. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we are back. T-Stream Media Show, we are back. That was Jewel Santana, there it go. And if you didn't know, now you know. This is a T-Stream Media Show, man. Before I actually go into the next segment, which is the Primetime Game of the Week, we also always want to do the vote or die. Register and find out where you're supposed to vote and what you need to vote. As a matter of fact, I think this week is the debate between Obama and...
Tomorrow.
Tomorrow is tomorrow? All right. It is tomorrow.
It's tomorrow.
So definitely
big day
check it
is
out.
Tomorrow.
Big day is tomorrow for Romney versus Obama, October 3rd. Today is October 2nd. We're definitely going in on the vote or die. So definitely register. Get ready to vote. No matter if you like it or not, we definitely do need you to vote, man. Trust me. All right. We're about to hit this next segment, man, which is the Primetime Game of the Week. All right. Primetime Game of the Week, man. Chicago Bears versus the Dallas Cowboys. The Bears just steamrolled over the Cowboys, 34-18. Like I said before, the Bears forced 5 interceptions. But as the ESPN commentators let us know, it wasn't always Romo's fault. But to be quite honest, I'm about to go into the straight stats real quick.
All right, what I got right now, I got Tony Romo, actually. Despite what the commentators say, Tony Romo did throw for 307 yards, and he did get a touchdown there. He was 31 for 43, connecting with, best tight end, of course, Jason Witten, for the touchdown. And like I said, throwing 5 picks, it wasn't always his fault. There was one play there where him and his wide receiver were just completely out of sync. With Dez Bryant, I think, went for a stutter step and went out.
Mm-hmm.
And Romo read a blitz, threw a little quick slant. They just went in sync, pick 6.
There you go. As a matter of fact, Dez Bryant, Romo actually called the audible. And the bad part is that the safeties, they read the audible, and they actually read exactly what he said. So I'm not exactly sure why Dez Bryant didn't read it if another safety read it. That's actually interesting for me to see. So shout out to Dez Bryant, who actually said a couple years ago, if you remember, that he was the best wide receiver out here, better than Calvin Johnson. Remember that?
Yeah, I do remember that.
All right. That's
young,
definitely
young minds, young minds.
There you go. All right. So what's next for the Bears, man? They actually, had a steamroll of a game. They're actually 3-1 right now, which I think they're close to being the leader of the division, if they're not already. And they're definitely rolling. What's going on?
Well, I think right now the Bears are hitting a stride. Only problem I got about the Bears right now is we got 2 weeks in a row here where Jay Cutler has kind of lashed out at someone else on the team. Last week it was his offensive line. This week it was actually his offensive coordinator, Mike Tice. I mean, I don't understand that.
Mike Tice, there you go. Now, to be quite honest, this is his third, if I'm not mistaken, third offensive coordinator since he's been there. They've always been changing coordinators, which I'm not actually understanding. I call this coach for the Bears. He's just like the coach for the Lakers. What's his name?
Which one? He's the current coach, right?
Yeah, the current coach right now. What's his name?
Come on, man. You know what I call him. I call him LeBron's sidekick. What is his name? Mike Brown.
Mike Brown. I call him Lovie Smith. I call him Mike Brown. Because they have the same type of coaching technique. Not all defense, no offense. All right.
We're going to let the players do it.
All day. All right. So, the Bears, man, are they finally in rhythm? They actually connected. Forte came back. He got a little bit hurt, but, he retaped his ankle. Brandon Marshall had a big game, man. He had 7 receptions, 138 yards. Also, they have Devin Hester. He's back. And he actually
Devin Hester.
A nice touchdown. So,
do you see that catch? Yeah, the layout catch across the goal line. That was awesome.
Yeah, man, it was terrific. As a matter of fact, he came back just in time for this game, man. Him and him and Forte. So I'll definitely take that for the Bears, man. They're a scary sight when they actually run it. As a matter of fact, who else is scary? It's Briggs running like he is a running back. Remember that interception?
Yeah.
That was kind of scary, man. So
yeah, definitely. Lance Briggs. You see how he took it had in his hands, in front of his head, and kind of went side to side with it. I was like, oh, okay.
Yeah, man, he broke two offensive linemen. Now, and if he broke them like that on a running play, and imagine what he does on a regular trying to rush the quarterback play. That's kind of scary, man. So definitely check that out. Be scared of the Bears. I'm glad the Lions got to play him like the last game of the season.
Right.
So I definitely check that out. Now, we already talked about it. You said it wasn't Romo's fault all the way. Wide receivers got to step up. A lot of people are actually disappearing, man. You got Ogletree and you got Austin. Now, we always talked about Dez Bryant, but you got Austin who stepped up, and he only catches, like, spectacular catches when he needs to, but he hasn't been doing the dirty work. What's going on with that, man?
I don't know what's going on with Miles Austin this year. I don't know if Miles Austin is hurt. I mean, if he's still ailing a little bit or something like that, I don't know. But, yeah, Mike, Miles Austin has been a little no-show for the last few weeks. I don't know what's going on with him.
Yeah. Big no-show.
And Ogletree, he just can't catch a pass. Like, we know what's wrong with him. He just can't catch the ball.
They were in the red zone, and he missed a catch that was, like, very catchable. I'm not exactly sure why he didn't use his hands. He used his body, which was wrong. And it caused another interception for Romo. So I'm pretty sure he'll bounce back because he realizes that it's an uphill battle from here. They got talent. They just don't know how to use it. Next question, big question. Cutler versus Romo, who you think is going or, like, is better? Does it matter?
Well, honestly, it depends on the receiving core, honestly. I think Romo's a great quarterback. Don't get me wrong. I think Romo's a great quarterback. But you got Jay Cutler back with his best friend, Brandon Marshall. I think that they're going to cause problems.
They are. And as a matter of fact, I listened to Brandon Marshall's interview. He was like, thank God and everything. Like, he took a big 360 or 180, you should say, and turned his life around, man. So that's definitely that's big time for the Bears. They definitely need it. And I'm pretty sure they'll definitely get that going together, man. Coming up next, man, we are done with the primetime game of the week. But we do have some more in store for you. We actually have the MVP team, offense and defense. We actually have some bonus topics for you, some referees, Giants versus Eagles, Cam Newton versus the world. We got the Jets QBs with Tebow saying he's frustrated, man. We're going to check that out. And we got some more going on, so we about to come back. Next up, we got C-Murder, old school. If you don't know what this is, you might as well not even listen. So we'll be right back, and I'll holler at y'all later. Hold on.
I'm down with no limit. I ride for the cause. I'm the nigga on the tank with the big fucking balls. And if anybody fuck with Snoop Dogg and Dog, I'ma make his niggas word his name on the wall. And everywhere I go, I got Mr. Magic here. Because I know that nigga don't care. He'll have that red shit pouring out your hell. Nigga, any fucking time, nigga, any fucking world. Make him bleed. It's a motto that I live by. If you fuck with me, it's a must you die. Them niggas might can run, but them niggas can't hide. It's like shooting yourself. It's a suicide, KLC. Got to be hitting hard like Bert. Niggas in the know you. Know a man, Big Bert. Just like Soda Slim. We'll put you in the dirt. And have your picture on front of a t-shirt. And when I make moves, I got 100 niggas with me. Just in case a nigga out there trying to get me. All my niggas is down to squeeze a trigger. That's why I'm down for my motherfucking niggas. Fuck them other niggas, I'm down for my niggas. Fuck them other niggas, I'm down for my niggas. Fuck them other niggas, I ride for my niggas. I die for my niggas. Fuck them other niggas. But you ain't heard why I ride with these niggas.
Them niggas? Yeah, dog. You with it? Fuck them. Let's get them. Do them. I did them. We getting nutty in this motherfucker. I got my buddy in this motherfucker. Leave a nigga bloody in this motherfucker. We in the cutty, motherfucker. You done done too much. You got it coming, motherfucker. Some of these niggas is bitches. And some of these niggas look just like you. Well, where I'm from, we like to ride on fools. Do it from the shoulders, I do it from the toes. I do my dirt off on my lonely. See murder and magic, hell yeah, they're my motherfucking homies. So when shit get thick and foggy, and niggas wanna act like they wanna get with Snoop Dogg, let me let you niggas know. Fuck shit, fuck what you going through and fuck.
Yes, sir, see murder down for my... Yeah, y'all already heard it, man. We are back. T-Stream Media Show, Sports Edition. We want to actually shout out some guests that came into appearance, man. I'm not exactly sure of your names. Definitely type it in. Under the page, we actually have a chat box that's under the page on our on my page that you're actually listening to. And you can definitely put in your name as to who you are. You can also call in 347-945-7421. You can call in and chat and go in on some predictions for next week, and we'll definitely be accepting some calls. If you don't want to call in, you can always type in your predictions on the chat box, which is right underneath. Say hi, and we'll definitely shout you out. If you have any Twitter names, we'll definitely do that too. But anyway, what we're about to get into is the MVP team offense and defense of the week. We definitely go in on that. Shout out to Antoine Foster that's in right now. Let's get it in. Let's go. All right. Team offense of the week. My pick, I got Denver. Denver Broncos. Key players for that, I got Peyton Manning, 3 TDs, and I got McGahee running for 112 yards and a TD. That they definitely actually went in. They were actually in rhythm. And I'll definitely take that for the offensive for this week. Who you got?
This week I actually got the New England Patriots because of that second half turnaround they did. I got to go with them this week.
All right, I'll definitely take the Patriots. I definitely agree with you on that. 52 points is not easy to come by, and Brady went off, especially when he's looking for his helmet on the sideline. I remember that. All right,
right.
Team defense of the week. I got the Chicago Bears. Man, they showed out, showed in, and showed out. 5 interceptions. They went in on Tony Romo. And had a great team defense. They had 5 interceptions. And they got Briggs out here running like a running back. So I'm definitely scared of that. They also got Julius Peppers and Urlacher, of course, and Tillman. So check it out. Who you got?
I got to go with the Chicago Bears as well. Chicago Bears defense did step it up. They did cause problems for Tony Romo. And like you said, I mean, take the ball away from like they did. And like I said, you got Big Lance Briggs running through the line, looking like he's Frederick Perry back in the days. No, it's a big deal.
I'll definitely take that. Now, we got a guest in here. We got Mr. Foster, Antoine Foster, coming in. He stated that he got the 49ers for offense. And if I'm not mistaken, he got them for defense as well. I mean, to score 34 points is big, and to actually allow zero is even better.
I gotta clap up for Mr. Foster there. The only thing about it is I say holding the Jets scoreless right now is not really that hard to do. I mean that's just what I feel. I just feel like right now it's not that hard for them to do. I give them credit for it, though. The 49ers did definitely show up, and they did definitely put the wall up against Mark Sanchez. But,
all right.
I mean, the Jets just all over the place. They don't know what they want to do.
All right, next up, we got some bonus topics, man. Referees, they are back. They are back. They actually had a big standing ovation. Did you stand up on your couch like I did? I think I stood up and clapped for them as they came out as well.
I did. And actually, at the beginning of the game, when they showed the two refs kind of run and do the little side bump in the air, jump and do a side bump, I kind of got hyped a little bit for them. I felt like, you know, they was ready. They was about to get into it as well.
That's hilarious, man. A lot of people are actually showing love to the refs, and if you haven't noticed, they actually have been bashing the replacements, like Touchdown Celtics, which threw me off, but it was one of the funniest funniest picks I've ever seen with the caption. Next up, we got Giants versus Eagles. Coach's decision to be, were they too safe? Like, now, Giants, Tom Coughlin stated that it was his fault. He was actually being too safe. which kind of cost him the game. I guess it was his fault that they actually had to do a field goal from about 54 yards to decide that game. Whose fault was it? Was it the Giants coach or was it the Eagles coach?
Well, I mean, overall, it was the Giants coach because they ended up with the loss. But Mike Holmgren almost gave the game away, though. And, you know, I hate this. I hate that the coaches do this now, though. When, you know, kicker gets out there, they get set. They want to ice the kicker. Like, to me, if you're going to ice him, go ahead and call a timeout and ice him. Don't wait for him to get ready to kick. Don't try to do it the last minute because you don't know what happened. Last week, we saw what happened when Miami actually got back and blocked the field goal, and they end up calling a timeout. Got it back and they end up losing the game because of that. This week, we got it again with Mike Holmgren on the ice, the kicker, called a timeout. He missed wide left. He get back. He kicked it again straight down the middle, just didn't have enough leg under it.
I definitely take that. As a matter of fact, he was jumping up and down like he had it, but he didn't have enough leg. So I guess definitely take my hat off to the players for playing the game and coaches. They definitely need to get some stuff going on. All right, next up topic. We got bonus topic. Cam Newton versus the world, man. He got a lot of pressure on him. He actually lost two in a row. I know he's doing his thing, but does he hold too much pressure on his shoulder?
I think he does. I think Cam Newton, again, like I said before, you know, he's feeling that second-year expectation thing right now. You know, the expectations for Cam Newton are so great. You know, he has this little touchdown celebration. I think yesterday he kind of took it too far. Sunday, when he scored, he kind of did the little A-town stump and then said no and pulled the Superman out. I think that was a little too much at that point in time in the game because you can't never count the Atlanta Falcons and Matt Ryan out. So I think that was a little too much.
All right, I definitely take that. But to be quite honest, man, he's actually doing his thing, but he can't account for the defense, and they can't dance in the end zone. So I take it that he has the confidence to do that, but then again, Matty Ice, that went off on him. So it kind of makes him look stupid now, but at the time, it is what it is. All right, next up, bonus topic. We got the New York Jets quarterbacks, man. Tebow stated that he was frustrated. Now, at the beginning of the year before when he first got there at training camp, remember he said that he was excited like 50 times. He had a counter on him. Now he's frustrated. Does he have a reason to be?
I think Tebow has a reason to be frustrated. Just given the fact at the role that he's playing in. But at the same time, Tebow got to understand his limitations. Like, Tebow, you're not a quarterback. I mean, you know, you play that position, but you can't do what starting quarterbacks do. You know, you're a ground runner. You know, get the ball, you take off with it. You can't throw the big play. You can't make the tight passes. So for Tebow to say he's frustrated, he can be frustrated in the position he's in, but he can't be frustrated at what's going on.
That's pretty bad. Now, to be quite honest, I got some confidence in Tebow, man. He actually he's an offensive player. He's a winner. You know, he doesn't have the best skills of all the quarterbacks that's out here, but he can win a couple games. Hopefully he gets a chance to. If not on this team, hopefully another team. A lot of teams are actually locked up on quarterbacks, but you never know. All right. Next up, man, we actually about to take another break real quick so we can get you all ready for our predictions of the week for next week. Week 5 here on T3 Media Show. For right now, we do have Lil Wayne, Big Shine, my homie still, and hopefully the Detroit Lions win. But, you know, I'm from Detroit. You from Detroit, Mr. ESPN.
Boy.
Get it in
boy.
All day. Let's go.
I do it.
Automatic, no click, click. We don't feel you like an elephant. Getting with a tick, tick. Little with a tick. And before I gotta put that patch over my third eye. Click Rick, truck fit, t-shirt, talk second, ski first. Boy, your girl a jump off, I hope she land feet first. She give me brain research and I prefer reefer. But if you want some, that's cool, cause my homie still. Yeah, my homie still. My homie still. Yeah, my homie still. Don't make my goons go stupid. Go stupid.
Okay. My girls and cars both skirt off. I like the life of gold with that I can surf off. In a hot spot, cousin never chilling. I do it for my new, I just do it to these boy, I overgrind. overshine. Ain't another nigga overshine. I'm getting paid, it's overtime. I'm rolling pine, I'm so divine. I'm west side, dark glasses on like I'm going blind. Looking like Eazy-E, it's just me and Lil Weezy. We get off my
yeah, my homie still. My homie still. Listening to Rebirth, I skate until my feet hurt. Hot boy, free turk, put for dessert. Put your ass beneath earth. And I don't sell drugs, but if you need work, my homie still. Yeah, my homie still. My homie still. Yeah, my homie still.
Whoa. Okay. Boy, this here's what I do. Got your sister dancing out the context in the tutu. Got me in control, no strings attached, that's that voodoo. She say can't nobody do it better. I tell her true, yeah, true. My bro say these ain't. I got the girl you came with and the girl she came with. She leaking and dripping, whoa there, I might just come flipping. And now your missus when it gone missing. Is she addicted to what my did? Boy, I get it.
My homie still. Boy. Oh, God.
Boy.
All right. T-Stream Media Show, man. I am your host, T-Stream Media, along my co-host, Mr. ESPN 33. We definitely go in on the topics from head to toe. But for right now, what we have right now is one of our biggest topics of the show, and that's our predictions for week 5. So get ready. We about to get it in on the predictions. Whoever is in the lobby, definitely put in your predictions. We about to go from head to toe. ESPN is presenting the scores or the teams that's going next week for the schedule. And if you want to put it in, definitely put it in. First team up, man. We got it. You ready?
Let's get it going.
All right. Cardinals versus the Rams. Who you got?
Well, I actually got the Cardinals. Let's see if they can go ahead and keep that undefeated streak going.
All right. I'll take the Cardinals, man. They're actually doing a good job. As a matter of fact, give me the Rams. This is a Thursday night game. Big game for both teams. Rams actually lost last week, but I think they're going to do it. Give me the Rams. Put it down.
Let's go. You got the Rams it is.
All right. Let's see. Next game we got Dolphins against the Bengals. Who you got?
Quietly, this is going to be actually a good game. I'm going to go again. I'm going to stay with my redhead. I got to go Cincinnati.
Cincinnati, they actually are playing good, man. Miami Dolphins playing good, too. This is going to be a good game. I would love to see this game. Give me the Dolphins. I'll take the Dolphins. They actually won in 3, but I'll take the Dolphins for this one. Bengals are playing over above the head. All right. Next up, we got Packers versus the Colts.
Oh, come on. I mean, Andrew Luck, more power to you, brother, but I'm going to go ahead and stick with who I know. And let's go ahead and go with the Green Bay Packers.
All right, I'll take the Packers. This is an easy one for me. I'll definitely take the Packers on this one. Let's go. Next game, we got the Ravens versus the Chiefs. 3-1 Ravens.
Beat down? Beat down Ravens all day.
All day. I don't think Charles is going to handle this this man they call Ray Lewis.
He ain't ready for it.
I don't think he's ready for it. But you never know. I'll still take the Ravens on this one. I'll take it. Write it down. Yes, sir. Let's see. Next game we got the Giants versus the Browns.
Let's see. I'm going to go with the Giants. Again, we talked about it before. You know, both teams coming off losses, but I think I'm going to go with the Giants on this one.
All right. I'll definitely take the Giants, man. The Browns played a good game last week. This is another team that's quote-unquote elite to them. I'm pretty sure they'll actually bring full force, but I'll take the Giants on this one for game or week 5. Next up, we got the Eagles versus the Steelers. Wow.
That's going to be a great game. Coming off a bye week, Pittsburgh kind of well rested. Go ahead.
Oh, I got
no. I'm going to go Pittsburgh. I'm sorry. I'm going to go Pittsburgh coming off the bye week. Is what I meant to say. I'm going to go Pittsburgh coming off the bye week.
Cool. All right. I'll take the Eagles. I'm an Eagles fan. I'll let them go 4-1. Vic coming off a nice little comeback. So hopefully he comes off with another one. All right. Next up, we got the Falcons versus the Redskins. Matty Ice versus RG3.
I love RG3, my dude, rookie of the year, but I'm going to have to go ahead and go Matty Ice.
All right. I think I'm a Falcons hater this year, but I'll go RG3. I'll go for the underdog on this one.
Oh, you're going to go RG3?
I got to, man. They got to lose one. All right. Next up, we got Seahawks versus the Panthers. Ooh-wee.
Great game. I think Cam Newton pulls it out, though.
Definitely. Cam Newton coming off two losses. He got to pull it out. Give me Cam Newton on this one. All right. Next up, we got the Bears versus the Jaguars.
Jacksonville Jaguars, I think, are struggling. I don't know if Maurice Jones, I don't know if his contract situation behind the scenes is causing problems. So I'm going to have to go Chicago.
Chicago. I'll definitely take Chicago again, man. Hopefully Marshall goes off on another one and gets his confidence up. So I'll definitely take that one. Next up, Titans versus the Vikings. Two low-scoring teams.
I think Minnesota's going to take it. Minnesota got a little, you know, coming off the victory against the Detroit Lions.
And the Titans did, too. The Titans did, too.
yeah, they did. But then the Titans more so gave – the Detroit more so gave the game away than the Titans won it, like Minnesota. Minnesota kind of took it away from them.
All right, I'll take that from you. I guess I'll go with the Vikings. I'll go with Adrian Peterson doing his thing. He got like 332 yards this year, which can be more, but you know he's hurt, so I'll take that. Next up, we got – I think it's going to be the prime – I'm going to make this the prime time game of the week, man. We got the Broncos versus the Patriots. Manning versus Brady, always a good sight to see.
Denver Broncos.
Denver Broncos. We can tell who he liked
Denver
this
Broncos.
Time. I'll definitely take the Denver Broncos. Of course I'm going to take them, but hopefully Broncos secondary step up, man. They got some secondaries, but they're not playing up to par, or up to my par, I think, personally. Next up, man, we got the Bills, man. Bills versus the 49ers.
I'm going to have to go with the 49ers on this one.
Yeah, I'll take the 49ers. I'm sorry, Bills. You guys are actually playing good. Fitzpatrick is playing out of his mind. You know he got 12 touchdowns this year?
Already? That's great. I mean,
he already
had last year, he was kind of under the radar person. Then he got paid and kind of fell off a little bit more. You know, but I think he's actually playing just to his potential now.
All right, I'll definitely take that, but hopefully they do something. I'm still taking the 49ers. Let's go on that one. All right, next week, man, we got Chargers versus the Saints. Will the Saints get their first win?
I think this is when the Saints get their first win. They're going to go ahead and beat San Diego.
All right, that's real quick. I'll take that. Give me the Saints. And then we got the Texans versus the Jets on Monday Night Football. You can believe that? On national TV.
On national TV, we're going to actually do this to the New York Jets, huh? We're going to do this to the New York Jets on national TV.
They've been talking for the last 3 years saying Super Bowl.
I feel sorry for I feel sorry for Rex Ryan. I really do. I feel sorry for Rex Ryan and his waistline.
That's bad. Shots fired. He's saying, I feel sorry for your mother. All right. We're definitely going to go in with that one, man. But you know what? That was the predictions for next week. We definitely will write them down, jot them down. If you have some predictions that you want to go in on with us, definitely write them down with us. I'll definitely put it on my page if you missed it. So definitely put it in. Always follow us as we do it. All right. So since time is permitting, we're definitely going to talk about it a little bit. We have the NBA preseason right around the corner. NBA 2K13 is out. I'm pretty sure you're going to get your copy. I need to get mine ASAP.
Oh, no doubt.
All day. And teams are in training camp early, man. Is it too early to predict this year?
I think it's a little too early to predict. But, I mean, the media day. Did you see the media day photos, though? I mean, them LA boys look good. Steve Nash, like he lost 10 years.
Yeah, Steve Nash look like he's been lifting in the gym with Kobe. So they're going to be looking all right. You know what I mean? Artest also looking like, or Meta World Peace is actually looking like he actually muscle
the weight. So. Not calling that guy Meta World Peace. That guy, no, I'm not calling him that. That guy's name is Ron Artest.
All right. Also, man, I actually seen some more pitchers, some teams that are worthy of seeing some more pitchers. The Brooklyn Nets looking nice, man.
I like some jerseys. I got to give a shout out to the design team, and I don't know if Jay-Z put it in with them jerseys. It's nice, man. The Barclay Arena looks pretty good as well.
Yeah, the arena looks like a old school type of high school, like from Hoosiers, I think.
Yeah.
That's kind of
weird. I
like
that rust look on the outside, though. That rust look on the outside is pretty dope.
Yeah, so they actually tried to bring it, you know, a nice urban look so they can actually make everybody feel comfortable. Hopefully they have a lot of security. No offense.
Check out my main man Melo, though, in the New York Knicks at the smallest weight he's been in his pro career.
Are you serious?
Melo's
hey,
the smallest
you did call
he's been in his pro
career. You called
career.
Him out last year, remember that? You said he was like too lazy. You said he's too lazy. So he actually coming out, he's saying he playing some OD. He said he about to go to the playoffs and make some noise. And to be quite honest,
new,
what's that? What's up?
I'm sorry. Do you see Denver's New Jersey?
I did not. I got to check it out.
Take a look at that. When you get a chance, everybody, you know, everybody, all my listeners, when you get a chance, go to take a look at Denver's New Jersey. Next week, let's see what you think about it.
As a matter
Denver
of fact,
Nuggets,
I'll put it up.
Yeah.
I'll put it up on the page, and you definitely comment on it, man. Next up, man, I'll just talk about the Tigers real quick. That's the hometown team. They clinched the division title, man. They actually put the White Sox out of contention. Cabrera might not get his triple-double. Triple crown, I'm sorry. But he might get it, depending on how the managers play him. They got two games left.
Oh, I got rules on that for you. Miguel Cabrera already said he won't sit. He wants to play the last two games. He want to go ahead and close in on triple crown. He wants to take it home.
He might get it. I don't know if they're going to play it, but we'll see. We need them help.
He got it. I mean, right now he's leading. You know, they changed the rules now. So if he ties the home runs, he still get it.
All right. Does he deserve MVP real quick?
Absolutely.
All right. I'll definitely
take that. You cannot pull the triple crown and not be in the rankings for MVP.
Exactly.
Especially in the AL. At least the AL, you know.
It's not his fault he can't really speak English, but, you know, that's how it goes. Anyway, last team to clinch their division is the Yankees, man. Now, to be quite honest, the Orioles, last time I checked on ESPN.com, they were actually winning. So the Yankees need to win at least one more game, I think, in order for that not to happen. So hopefully the Yankees will get in. Hopefully they won't, to be quite honest. We got to play against them more likely. But we're basically out of time, man. So we're about to actually go into our closing statement real quick. Man, we had a great show with you all. Did you have a great show?
Oh, absolutely. It was a great show. Thank you very much, man. I much appreciate it.
Definitely appreciate everybody for listening, man. To be quite honest, our fan base is growing. Our archive listeners have actually been going up. It actually more than doubled. So we definitely appreciate all of the support. We actually appreciate everybody that's coming in to listen to us. Next time I definitely will be putting the show out there to let you know a little bit earlier as to when to tune in, because a lot of you tuned in with 20 minutes left to go. But at the same time, we definitely do appreciate all the listeners and everybody on Facebook liking the page and following us on Twitter. Like I said before, this is sponsored by T-Minds at Yours Productions. Definitely check out the page, facebook.com/T-Street Media. I'll definitely put it on my page, and I always send it out to you all, so definitely check it out. Also, follow us on Twitter, man. I am T-Stream Media. Definitely look at the show. You can spell it. And this is my co-host, Mr. ESPN33. Make sure you add the 33 in there, because if you don't, you're tweeting the wrong person. All right.
All right. I don't want to miss no tweets.
Exactly. We need your tweets, man. We're going to actually go in on with y'all, especially when game days go in. So definitely check us out. Remember, too, if you want some music party interviews or anything that you necessarily need to be pushed out there, we'll definitely put it in. We also do need an insider for NCAA, NBA, and MLB just to help us out a little bit. We can actually expand this show from an hour to an hour and 30 minutes, maybe even 2 hours, depending on how we do it. Because once we start talking, man, it goes quickly. So, like I said, I am T-Stream Media. This is Mr. ESPN33. Say goodbye to the folks.
Good night.
All right, we out, and we'll holler at you later, T-Stream Media Show. Let's go.
Change clothes and go.